just tonight, Roshechta was mosif to me, I think he said also in the Parsha Shir. And he started crying when he said this. Most of a piece of chassidus that starts from atzvos, and hopefully will lead from that atzvos towards Be'ezer Hashem, towards Simchas Purim and Avodas Hamikdash as well. The Gemara says that when Klal Yisrael was doing the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Kruvim were facing each other, and Klal Yisrael wasn't, so the Kruvim's backs were to each other. So the well-known Gemara in Yuma says that Bizman HaChorban, the Kruvim were facing each other. They were in a brace. So I was always raised, you know my position. This brings the point out again, that the Litvisha Olam HaTorah is not very far at all from the Olam HaTorah of Chassidus. I had known always from Chassidus, the Mahalach, that the Chassidim say that during the time of Churban, so that's also a tremendous amount of love. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us a tremendous amount of love, that when a father gives a child a slap, that's because he loves him. And it's true, I feel it with my Talmidim. Some Talmidim I let them be. And there's some Talmidim I drive crazy. Avreichim is a different story. Once you have a wife to put you in your place, then it's a different story. Then the Rebbeim pass off the baton to the wives. But maybe we should do a little bit of it too. Every once in a while. But it's a different thing when it comes to a Talmidim. But a Talmud that you really care about, so you sometimes have to give it to him. You have to give it to him strong. So in Chassidus, we say that even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu hits us, even when there are many people in Klal Yisrael that sat after in the last couple of months, many heard of very, very difficult stories of many people that we know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in times of Tzar really is also showing us Ava. Reb Shechter said that stronger. There's a halacha, Chayiv Adam Lif Kodishko, Kodim Shiyotze L'Derech. There's a chiyuv for husband and wife to be together before they're separated. So he started crying when he said that Kodesh Baruch Hu was giving us an embrace before we went out to Golos. This he said. The Yisoid of Chashchus, that even in Chashchus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a tremendous amount of Ava towards us, is the essence of what Purim is all about. Anochi Haster Aster Espanai, it's really the essence of Purim, that even in the darkest times, there's Or that's behind. That is connected to the Yisoid that we spoke about earlier. The Yisoid of being able to be Mekadesh the Gashmias. The Avodah of Purim, what Esther wanted is she wanted a Yom Tov. She wanted a Yom Tov with all the Gilud. Shein Yom, that the Yom itself would have Kedusha, Yom itself would have Simcha. Our Avodah at this particular time is to realize that the times of Chashvus, which is also the Gashmias, every single one of us struggles with Gashmias. If anybody thinks he doesn't struggle with Gashmias, then he's lying to himself. But it's tough to get up in the morning with struggling with Gashmias. Every single struggle in terms of the corporeal world, as much as we believe that the corporeal world is holy and Rav Soloveitchik's Hashkafa, that he emphasizes so eloquently in Halachic Man, at the end of the day, there is a struggle. There's a struggle between two different worlds. And that's the Avodah to be able to be Ma'ala from that Chashkos. Let's see how that relates to the Avodah of the Mikdash as well. This week's parsha, it starts off with the Binyan Aron. Rashi points out, Parshas Pekudei, that the order is really switched. When Bezalel builds the Mishkan, so there he first builds the structure, and not the Aron first. Doesn't have the Aron first. Again, Parshas Truma starts off with the Aron first. So Rashi says that Bezalel is the great architect. And Mitzal, the great architect, the way he does it is he first builds the outside and then he puts the kelim inside. But Rashi doesn't explain. So Rechiyu number one is why is it that then the Aron is mentioned first in Parshas Truma? Lubavitcher Rebbe Zichrono Livracha asked, also, why do you need for the tremendous repetition of Parshas Pekudei? Why do you need all the repetition? Let's ask some questions along this too. The worlds are not distinct. Some of this is repeating over from what we've heard from our Rabbein, from the Chachmei Avasar, some new Ha'aras maybe. The Rambam, if you take a look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam in Mitzvah Chaf, when he describes the Mitzvah of Binyan HaMikdash, he mentions that he's going to count one Mitzvah for everything, in contrast to the Shita of the Ramban. He writes that there's a Mitzvah to construct the Mikdash, and in the list of the Mitzvah of Binyan HaMikdash, he mentions the Kelim. And he mentions all the Kalim, minus one. Doesn't mention the Aron. Famous piece from Rav Soloveitchik that the Rav asked at the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira in Perek Dalit, when he describes introduces the Aron. This is really, really striking. The Rambam describes all the Kalim of the Mikdash, and then he introduces the Aron in Perek Dalit, and he starts off with history. He says, Bizmana Mikdash, Bayesheni, interesting. Chashchus. The Aron's doesn't appear. The Aron is Nignas. Ooh. Aron is Nignas. That's how the Rambam introduces Aron in the Yad HaChazaka. So the question is, why does the Rambam start with this such a strange historical introduction? Rambam never, according to our Messiah, the Rambam never doesn't say history in the Yad HaChazaka. The Rambam says only Halachos. Why does he start with it? And why does the Rambam introduce the Aron in such a way? Maybe something new in terms of maybe to be mosif a little bit to what the questions that our Rabbeim asked. It's interesting that in Parshas Truma it only says Va'asu twice in the plural. It says Va'asu li Mikdash and it says Va'asu by the Aron. So why does it say Dafka by the Mikdash in the plural, and dafka by the Aron in the plural. And finally, let's come back to one of the most famous questions that the Mefarshim ask. Rashi asks, and the Ramban gives a different approach, why is it that the Torah repeats the placement of the kaporas on the Aron and the luchos that are put inside, at the end of the day it's repetitious. So Rashi gives a teretz. The Ramban says, the Ramban has a beautiful yesod, Ramban says that the reason why the Torah goes out of its way to repeat the construction of the Aron is to emphasize that the Aron is the place where Hashchina is defined. Hashchina is defined by the Aron. So this, the Rav said, is the same idea when it comes to the Rambam's emphasis in Perek Dalet of the Aron. The Rambam is emphasizing Perek Dalet, the Aron in the history, because Rambam is trying to explain the Kedusha of Bayesheni. And the Rambam is alluding to the idea that Kedusha HaMikdash is defined by the Aron. That's why the Rambam starts off that way. Without the Aron, then there isn't Kedusha, with the Luchos, there isn't Kedusha HaMikdash. This explains why in Mitzvah Chaf, the Rambam leaves out the Aron as one of the Kelim. Because the Aron doesn't have a Din Kli Mikdash. Briska Rav had a correspondence with Rav Soloveitchik about this. It's in the back of the Chiddush Agriz. That the definition of Mikdash is not defined by its Kelim, but rather the Mikdash is defined by the Aron. So when the Rambam lists and says that he's going to count the Kelim all included in Mikdash, he doesn't mention the Aron there because Aron really doesn't have a din kli altogether. It's not defined by this din kli. This might also explain why it says va'asu twice in regard, in plural, and every other time in Parshas Truma, it only says it b'lashon yachid. The Ramban writes, based on the Gemara in Yuma, that it says va'asu in lashon rabim, because all of Klal Yisrael is supposed to take part in Aron. Because what does Aron represent? It represents the Ketzer Shel Torah. So maybe we could add, based on what the Ramban is saying, that that's why the Migdash and the Aron is expressed that way. The Aron is the responsibility that you and I have for Hashras Hashchina. And that's a chiyuv al kol yachid v'yachid. Every individual has that chiyuv of Hashras Hashchina. The Kalim! So the Kalim, each person has a different koach. Some people have the koach on the menorah, the koach of Chachma. Some people have the koach of Parnasa, Harotzel, Hachkim. Different people have different kochos. The Keli is Vasisa, is in the Prat. But Aron and Migdash, that's a chiyuv on every yachid for Hashras Hashchina. Every yachid has the chiyuv of Hashras Hashchina. Maybe that's what the Ramban doesn't go so far, but maybe that's the pshat in the lashon of va'asi. Just for lamdos, just to put in brackets, a little bit of tzarchiyun. At the end of the day, even the kalim are made from kesef tzibur. It has to come from the money of the tzibur as well. But still, it's written in lashon yachid, and the lashon yachid represents the kochos of every individual. The beautiful idea of Chabad, of Chochma, Bina, and Das. I'm not talking about a political movement or a Hasidic movement. I'm talking about a Pasuk in the Torah. I'm talking about Tefillin, Shmon, Esrei. Chiyuv on all of us. Chiyuv for all of us. The notion of Chochma, Bina, Das, of Bezalel. So the Rebbe Zecharia Livracha described that the Chochma Bina Das of Bezalel, the reason why Parshas Pekudei repeats, is because Parshas Truma is the Migdash Ilah, the Rebbe describes. That's the ideal Migdash, in the heavens. Bezalel has the koach to be able to take that Migdash Ilah and put it in the real world. Put it, fine, practically, how to apply HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah and Mitzvahs, be able to take it to the far-flung corners of the Olam HaGashmi. Maybe according to this, we could add to what the Rebbe is saying, to fuse the two ideas. And what we saw in Lamdas from the Rav, that the Migdash is defined by its Aron. So Parshas Truma, which is the Migdash Ilah, that's the Migdash Ilah. So over there, do you need Mechitzes? Do you need Mechitzes in the Olam HaEmes? There's no need for Mechitzes. It's all a Kedusha. But the Chachma of Bezalel is to be able to take Kedusha and find a way to put it down in this world. And that's a responsibility of many of the Avreichim. That's a real, real responsibility to be able to find a place where you're going to put down your Mechitzas of Torah. Every single one of us has that koach and that responsibility. And Lav Dafka for everybody is it right now in Eretz Yisrael. One day it will be for everybody in Eretz Yisrael. Mamish mechitzas of Torah, they have to be built. I ask you a mechitzas. There are places where it's appropriate to bring Torah, and there are places that the people have to come to us. Torah, that there are certain places that we can't be mezalzel Torah in. That's Chochma Bina and Das, to figure out how to be able to plant those. Build those mechitzas. That's the tremendous, tremendous koach. Tremendous, tremendous koach of the tzal. This, I think, is miyashiv all the tzarachimus that we have. And I think that the lesson of the avod of these parshas, it's no coincidence that it comes out in the Zman of Purim. Because that's the same avoda of Purim. On Purim, it's the avoda of the yachid in terms of how he's miyachis into the gashmis. And in the Parshas HaMikdash, that's the responsibility of every single one of us in terms of planting Torah into Klal Yisrael. And that's a chiyuv al kol yachid v'yachid. There isn't a chiyuv for every single one of us to be the b'chinah of the menorah. There isn't a chiyuv for every single one of us to be the chiyuv of the mizbeach. But every single one of us has an achrayus to make sure that the Torah of Migdash Ilah is clear to us, and to be able to be noteiah, to plant it with the proper mechitzos, to really be able to adjust it to the mitzvahs in this world. And that's the avodah of Purim as well. In the chashkus of the Gashmi is to be able to find the kedusha. So when we dance around, what's the bechina of Asher Yishlatu Hayehudim Heima V'Soineihem? That's the bechina of the Soine is the Yetzer Hara. Asher Yishlatu Hayehudim Heima V'Soineihem. That means that every single one of us, the Soinim of the Gashmias, the Soinim of the Tachtoinim. You know how many times, make the Cheshbon? How many times are you going to say those words? How many times? I must have said it thousands and thousands of times in my life without ever thinking once of really how it's shaykh to me. Yes. Oh, it's very, very easy to dance around and to think, and to think, wow, 1967, there are amazing miracles here in Eretz Yisrael. He made Mordechai and Esther as mamish v'nafachu. But that it should be by us, the b'chinas v'nafachu, that we should be able to be hofeich. Every single one of us has that koach to be hofeich. Every single part of Gashmius with Kedusha. Every single one of us has the koach to be able to take that aron, that migdash ilah, and to be mekadesh it to the migdash tatah.